Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. I
think I was hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
Maybe it's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. APP. What a ding-a-ling. Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault with Jordan. You got plenty of money. Get you a driver. Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. That's right. Good afternoon, BSS Carolina listeners, everybody on Periscope. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. Days Off, the real Scott Ely.
Mr. 2 days off, son.
2 days off in a row, son.
Oh, that ends tomorrow.
Yeah, so sorry, man. Of course, BBB's not here today. He'll be back next week. Wish him well. You know, I hope everybody had a great Mother's Day. Hope your sister had a great Mother's Day. I mean, I know you didn't wish her a happy Mother's Day last week.
Yeah, she did. I had to hang out with her and the kids.
Oh, there you go. I had a great Mother's Day with my family, my wife's family, and everything else. So I hope all our listeners had a great Mother's Day weekend as well. We got a great show today. We got NFL we'll talk about. We got Dummies of the Week. I'm sure Scott's got at least one. I've got one for Big Shot. He sent me a text with his Dummy of the Week. So I got some good ones.
Yeah, we both have the same dummy.
Is it the same dummy?
At least I get to elaborate on mine.
All right, yeah, good. Awesome. I can't wait to get to that portion of the show. Today, let's go into NFL talk. Post-draft top and bottom five teams. You got the top going. This is your preseason top five NFL teams. Or let's start with the bottom five. Including the drafts, off-season signings, everything. Who's in your bottom five?
Oh, man, I didn't think you were going with that. Well, heck, hold on. I got to change one or two things.
Well, go ahead. You want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead and start.
First and foremost, the team – I'm going to have to look at this a second. I'm going to say there will be in the bottom five most of the season. Even though they actually had a decent draft and they got a good running back, L.A. Rams is in my bottom five. You know, you got a rookie quarterback going to the – you let go a bunch of defensive players as well. Offensive linemen you let go of. But you – I mean, there's a lot of holes still on your team. And you play in the NFC West. The only thing that's going to save you there is there's another team in the bottom five in this division. So I'll go ahead and say who that is. The San Francisco 49ers, you're in the bottom five as well. Enjoy the bottom half of the league. But I think the Rams and 49ers are in the bottom five. Another team in my bottom five. A team that was there last year, I think will be there again this year, the Detroit Lions. You know, losing Megatron, Calvin Johnson, I know he might not have been as productive last year, but still losing him is a big-time loss. And I don't they drafted Will Fuller in the draft, but I don't know if he's going to have immediate impact next season. So I'm putting them in the bottom five. And the defense is still not that great. Inzai is really good, but I think they're ways away. I got two more teams to put in my bottom five. The Cleveland Browns, you get to be back in my top bottom five. Your draft, you got RG3 starting this year. Who knows how that's going to work. You drafted five wide receivers in the draft. I get you needed wide receivers, but you need a lot of things on that Cleveland Browns team. Now, the one good thing I think they did this offseason, they added Hugh Jackson. And I think he's going to actually be a decent coach. I don't see them winning more than five games this year, though. Not with that team.
Is that your five?
John Perez says Browns Super Bowl. And last but not least, wow, man, coming from the East, the New York Jets. Offensively, quarterback position, what are you going to do? I don't think Hattenberg's the answer. Really? Eight games? Oh, ooh, my goodness. John Perez says eight games they'll win.
What are you smoking?
There's no way they're winning eight
games. In the North?
That's what I'm saying. In the North, I'll be surprised. That's my bottom five, though.
Jets, I have the Jets in my bottom five, too, because Hackenberg, I like him as a quarterback, but I think it took him a little too early at two, and he needs to learn behind somebody. Now, if you would have forked up some money.
Six games. They might win five.
Now, if you would have forked up some money and got Fitzpatrick to learn behind, I can understand. But now he's got to learn behind Geno. He's got to learn behind Geno Smith. No way. I think their offense is going to struggle this year. Their defense is going to keep in more games. But no, they're definitely going backwards as a team.
He asked, did we see the last 2 years of his college season?
Who?
You talking about Hackenberg? Yeah. The last two seasons wasn't that great for Hackenberg.
But I think he's improved, especially at the combine.
I don't even know if he plays ahead of Bryce Petty, to be honest with you.
Ooh.
I mean, this year. I think this year you'll see Geno, if he falters, which he probably will, or he'll get knocked out and not play. I think you may see Bryce Petty play before Hackenberg in New York. But anyway, I didn't want to distract your.
Thanks.
He was. I agree.
What?
He said he was horrible the last two seasons. I agree. Who else you got?
The Dolphins.
Why you got them?
The AFC East. Another team in the AFC East. Going out on the limb and taking the pothead himself. Oh, my God.
Laramie Tunsil.
Laramie Tunsil.
The one you picked in the right position.
The only one I picked in the right. That was actually right. That team needs so much. I would have gotten defense or possibly a wide receiver. I mean, their offensive line isn't that bad that they need to take an offensive tackle in the first pick. What?
They're going swimming with the fishes, if you know what I mean.
They're wearing concrete shoes, and they're going swimming in the Caribbean, you know. The Lions, again, Megatron gone. Why don't you get a number one wide receiver?
Well, they got Will Fuller from Notre Dame, but I don't know if he's going to have the impact. I don't think he's going to have the impact of Calvin Johnson.
No. No way. You can't replace Calvin Johnson. I really hope he retires for a year and signs with the Patriots.
The thing I don't like about the Lions is we'll miss game. Yeah, he probably will be because he'll be suspended. The thing about the Lions, I was going to say, is Jim Caldwell. You know, I like Jim Caldwell as a person, but how good is he going to do with not a lot of talent around him anymore? Sorry, go ahead.
What I have here? Oh, 49ers, another team you did. Chip Kelly, a cancer to teams, to NFL teams. I need to say more about the 49ers. In my surprising bottom five team, the Carolina Panthers.
Really?
My bottom five
Why
team.
Why are you putting them in the bottom
prove
five?
Cam, prove it to me. I want you to prove to me that you can take a punch in the mouth and get back up.
So why
and lead a team?
Why do they go from 15-1 Super Bowl to a bottom five team?
Well, they lost their number one corner, which I've said forever, he's not a great cornerback, but in their system, he works good.
Okay.
He works really good. Why you take a defensive tackle in the first round instead of a defensive end? You lost Jared Allen. Wouldn't you want to replace him? I just think teams are going to figure that defense out, and Cam's really going to need to be an offensive threat. And I really think teams are going to play better defense on him.
So you think you don't think the addition of Benjamin back this year is going to help?
Kelvin Benjamin's nothing special to me.
Okay.
He can't catch.
A lot of drops. He did have
he
a lot
has
of drops
a ton of drops in college and in the NFL his first year. He was dropping everything. Until he can prove that he can go up the middle and catch a ball, he's nothing special to me. But I just kind of – they're a middle-of-the-road team. I don't think they're the elite team yet that they were this past year. But I just like to piss off Panther fans.
Yeah, I know. John Perez says they are going to lose three or four more games they did last year, so that's about 12-4.
See,
11,
I think they're
going to
be a 9-17.
And he says because the division's so weak. I actually disagree with the division thing. I think the Atlanta Falcons are much better. I think Vic Beasley's going to be a lot better than he was last year. I think the New Orleans Saints are going to be better.
No, no way.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Watch the Bucs, man.
See, now Tampa, I agree. Tampa's going to be a much better team. Jameis Winston, a year under his belt. I think they're going to be a lot better team.
I think the Falcons, I think the Falcons will be better. I don't think they'll be a lot better, but I think they'll be more competitive.
If they can prove to me that they can protect Matt Ryan in the pocket.
And play defense.
And play defense. Yeah, I'm not going to say the Falcons. Tampa's got a better shot.
But, yeah, Tampa's definitely going to be there. I don't see any way Tampa's not one of the surprise teams this year. But, dude, I mean, Atlanta was 8-8 last year. I think they could do better. New Orleans, I think, is about the same. Tampa Bay was 6-10. I think they'll be much improved. All right, our top five teams going into, you know, based off of offseason signings, NFL draft. Do you want to go first? You want me to start?
I guess I can go first if you want.
Why don't you do your five, and then I'll do my five, and we'll switch.
You win my five? Wait, you want me to do one? You do one? Me do one?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
John Perez is going to like this one. The Washington Redskins.
In your top five?
In my top five. All right. Oh, man. Another year of Kirk Cousins starting. They've added to their defense with Josh Norman. We're going to see how he's going to play in that defense, though. Because, I mean, he don't have Luke Kuechly, Thomas Davis, Charles Johnson, and all those guys rushing the pass or the quarterback.
John Perez said, what?
Say what? Come on, man. Kirk Cousins, you're going to have Pierre Garçon back. You're going to have, oh my God, DeSean Jackson. And they
don't forget, you added Josh Doctson.
Yep. So you got the receiving core.
Yes, that guy.
You got the receiving core.
Don't forget, they added Jordan Reed to his extension.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're one of my teams, man. I think they're gonna win the NFC East again because no other team improved in the NFC East by what they did. Don't say the Cowboys did. Do not say the Cowboys did.
There's listen. I'm gonna put my number five. I'm gonna say it now because you already said yours. I think my team will be higher than number five, but I'm gonna start them at number five. If we stay healthy, there's no way we don't win the NFC East. There is no way the Dallas Cowboys don't win the NFC East if we don't stay healthy. Get ready for it, Scott, he said. But the Cowboys should win at least 11 games with this roster. Drafting Zeke Elliott in the draft. Now, what is going to hurt us is defense end.
Defense, period.
No, defense will be much better because we still have Byron Jones is coming into his second year. Skanderit's coming back from injury. We still got Morris Claiborne. We got to address the corner. The linebackers are better. Sean Lee's back.
Yeah, you got Rolando all these guys McClain's coming. Back. You got all these guys coming back that were part of one of the worst defenses in the NFL last year. That's
they
the
weren't
thing.
Here all season. That is the difference.
Sean Lee was actually
healthy. Sean Lee was hurt some. McLean was out games.
Compared to the last 3 years, he actually played a majority of the season.
That is a huge if we stay healthy, and that's why I'm saying we should win this division, and we should win at least 11 games. I look at the schedule. I can say we should win 10, 11 games if we stay healthy. The defense, Morris Claiborne was out most of the season last year. Skandrick was out most of the season. McLean was out most of the season. We missed everybody, dude. We had injuries all over the field. So, well, Mr. Glass miss. He won't. Tony Romo will not. Are you talking about Romo or Sean Lee? I don't know which one.
Yeah, there's so many on that team.
Romo will stay healthy this
McFadden.
Year. McFadden? It doesn't matter if McFadden plays because Elliott's going to be taking all the snaps, which he should. The offense itself should win the NFC East. So I'm going with them number five. Who's your number four?
I put them in here just to put them in here, kind of like how the Panthers, Eagles. I think they could contend for a wild card.
Number four in the power rankings?
Hey, no, in my top five, I could put whoever the hell I want in my top five.
You put anybody you want. It's your opinion.
You got Reuben Randle signed. You have a wide receiver now. Reuben Randle.
Who?
Reuben Randle. That was with the New York Giants, football Giants.
Who?
What did JP say? I don't even want to know what he
Romeo.
Said.
Romeo. Reuben Randle?
Reuben Randle is your go-to guy. That's better than they had last year.
No, I
agree. That's hands down better than what they had last year. And you drafted a quarterback who I hope doesn't start right away. But if he comes in game five and six, I mean, he could.
Well, I'm still in shock. I put my team number five because of the talent of offense. You put because they got a quarterback in Philly.
Hey, that's all you need.
JP says his number five is the Jags. That's a good one. That's actually a pretty good one.
I got them high.
I ain't got them in the top five, not yet. The Eagles?
The Eagles, man. They're going to do better than the Cowboys this year.
No way.
Yep.
There's no way. There's no way. No way.
Because it doesn't matter who gets injured with the Eagles. They're still going to be a mediocre team. It matters when the Cowboys
right,
get
because
injured.
We don't have depth after our quarterback.
You got Kellen Moore.
they drafted okay. Kellen Moore is not great. The thing with the Eagles, they do have a good defensive line, not great. So that'll help them. I think trading Maxill and Alonzo away helps them. We'll see how much it helps. And y'all let go of D'Amico Ryans. So there's a lot of hey, who you got as linebackers?
I don't even know.
Yeah, you
this
see,
year.
That's what I'm saying. We don't even know who's playing where. I think Michael Kidd is playing, but it'll be interesting.
Hendricks.
So you had Eagles number four.
Yep.
For me, number four.
It's okay. My top three get good.
Number four, oh, man, this is tough. I really actually want to put them in the top four. I'm going to say the Steelers. I'm going to say the Steelers number four.
Well, they don't have their number one receiver. Well, Antonio Bryant they got.
Right, Antonio Brown, they drafted another wide receiver.
Yeah.
Martavis Bryant is out the whole year.
He's out the whole year.
He's out the whole year.
I mean, they drafted okay. I mean,
they
corners.
Drafted corners, which they needed. They need the linebackers to play really good.
They need Big Ben to stay healthy 16
exactly.
games.
Yeah, because you can't let Landry Jones be your starting quarterback.
Yeah, there's no way you can have Landry Jones.
So I'm going to go with them number four. Who you got three?
Texans.
You think Brock Osweiler's the answer?
Better what they had. They better than Brandon Hoyer? And wait, who is that guy that started? Or
Brandon Whedon.
Who else started the season with him? Ryan Mallett? Yeah, better than those guys.
Oh, he couldn't wake up on time.
But they improved at quarterback. They improved at wide receiver. You know what they have on defense. Their defense started slow last year, but towards the middle of the season, they picked up hardcore. And they were playing lights out D. Now that they have an offense, they're a lot better. They're going to contend for the AFC South.
You know
for
what?
For sure.
I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm actually agreeing with Scott. I'm going to say the Texans number three. And here's why. I absolutely love the picks of wide receivers they got in the draft. You got Braxton Miller, okay, first and foremost, to be your Wes Welker slash Julian Edelman. I mean, you get him the ball in the middle of the field, he can do anything. And think about the reverses. Think about the wide receiver passes you could do. Bill O'Brien has so many toys to play with. And then you added of course, you got DeAndre Hopkins. Who was the other receiver they drafted this year?
Oh, I can't remember. They drafted in the first round, didn't they?
Yeah. I'm looking
at it. Oh, my God. But I'm drawing a blank.
But Braxton Miller in that offense?
Eh.
The Bengals are number four, he says. Okay. I can see that. Who you got number three, JP?
Nobody. He's got the Washington Redskins at number three. Searching. Oh, were you waiting on me?
Yeah, I was waiting.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, my B-Dog. Well, we're on number two, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, they drafted Will Fuller. Excuse me. They actually drafted Will Fuller, the quick wide receiver.
So, they got somebody to burn the edges and have Hopkins, give Hopkins some space.
Exactly.
My number two.
I think that's huge.
Another AFC South team. Jacksonville Jaguars.
What?
Jacksonville Jaguars. They're competing for the AFC South. They went from pretender to contender. Go ahead. Play something.
I'm going to.
Say what?
I can do it one more time.
Say what?
Stewie wants to know what. The Jags number two, all right? No, I think they will be much improved over last year. Five game. I picked them to
go. Their offense was really good for what? What?
Go ahead. Say that.
What? Their offense was really good last year. What killed them was their defense. And what did they draft? And what did they pick up in free agency? Defense.
Miles Jack is the big question. If he's healthy,
watch he's out. Phenomenal. But
no,
if he's not, guess what? They still picked up a ton on defense.
No, you picked up Jalen Ramsey. I know you're in love with Jalen Ramsey. I am too. But Miles Jack is the question in that defense. He really needs a help linebacker, and he probably will. JP said his number three was the Chargers.
I could see the Chargers, yeah.
No, third?
No, I mean, three?
Number three best in the league?
I mean, they have the offense. I mean, when you have Phillip Rivers as your quarterback, you have a shot, but, I mean, they need a defense, and that's what they got because Mantau Teo can't, you know, control his invisible girlfriend.
I agree. Bosa should help them out a lot. They did lose some things. They still got Keenan Allen, so you won't be in the games. We'll see. Melvin Gordon's a big question mark in San Diego. He needs to get them some offense. Number two.
You do two. I already did two. Jacksonville.
You said Jacksonville. Number two for me, man. I definitely ain't going Jacksonville. And Cincinnati lost Sanu, I think their offense takes a step back a little bit, and they lost Hugh Jackson as the OC, so I think that hurts them a little bit. I'm going to go I think the Panthers take a little step back. That's the reason I don't have them in the top five.
Denver took a step back.
Took a step back to me. I'm going to say Arizona. I think they're number two this year. I think they finished 13-3 last season. They added Kimichi from Ole Miss to play defense in. I think the defense is better. I think the offense is better. And think of a whole year with the running back, David Williams.
That's true. No.
Not David Williams.
Oh, my God. I had him in fantasy last year.
David Johnson.
Yeah.
A whole year of David Johnson, I think he's going to be one of the top five running back. You want a fantasy running back to get? David Johnson's that guy this year, I think, that you need to draft. So I'm going to say Arizona, number two. John Perez, who you got number two, man? Who you got number one?
This is not a shock, really. It doesn't matter if he suspended four games. The New England Patriots.
Because of the division?
And it's the New England Patriots. It's Tom Brady. Now he's going to have four games to, four extra weeks to relax. I mean, they still have the offense. Gronk is coming back, hopefully healthy. You got Amendola, who's still who's going to be better this year. You still got Edelman, and you have an okay defense. They did it last year with okay defense, and they made the AFC Championship game and almost pulled off a victory. They went toe-to-toe with the best defense we've seen ever in the Super Bowl.
Best defense ever? You say last year's Denver's defense?
Yeah,
the best
one
ever?
Of the best. If they're not the best, they're one of the best.
I'm putting them up there.
Super Bowl performance? I mean, they did a lot better than Carolina. What?
You see, John Perez agrees with me. Number two, he's got the Cowboys. All right. You just being a hater. That's all right. But, yeah, I get the whole New England Patriots thing. I really want to put them as number one. This is a tough one. I can see.
I mean, how many teams can you say year in, year out that they're going to make it deep into the playoffs? There is no team.
No. I got one team. I'm going to forget the Patriots. I'm actually going to the NFC North, Green Bay Packers. Because they brought back, their weapons are back. Lacy is down in weight, if you haven't seen Lacy, which is great for them. But the most importantly, they get their deep threat back next year, Jordy Nelson. Him and Cobb, and you saw how much they missed
Nelson.
I wouldn't
call Nelson a deep threat. He's more of the – he's not a deep threat.
Okay.
Randall Cobb is a deep threat.
He's one of the top five receivers in the game.
Yeah. I'd put him around the five.
He's number five. Who's your number one, JP? John Perez. But he's what? Go ahead.
He's more of that quick step, like that Wes Welker type receiver. He's not going to burn you, but, man, he can get open.
Right.
And once he gets open, he can do some damage.
And you saw, they finished 10-6 without him.
They were horrible
and
without him.
They weren't,
Aaron Rodgers looked lost without him early in the season.
Yep. But I think Nelson coming back, if he's – Nelson will be huge. I could see them winning 13 games. Now, the NFC North, I think, will be better with Minnesota, who won the division last year. But we'll see.
Since they went international.
Yeah. which rookie quarterback? He says Arizona Cardinals.
Who, at number one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
could see that.
I would have put him up there, but I don't know why I didn't. You know what? Because I wanted to be different. Because nobody's loving on Jacksonville. Nobody's loving on Washington. Nobody's loving on the Eagles.
There's a reason nobody's loving on them. When's the last – all right. Besides the Eagles, when's the last time those other teams actually done anything?
Washington made the playoffs last year.
I mean, previous, yeah.
Jacksonville, they did good with nobody on defense.
All right, real fast question. Which rookie quarterback will start first?
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff?
Yeah, that's simple.
Who will be the last that was taken in the first three rounds?
I want to say Wentz, but I could see Bradford getting injured. And
do they not play Chase Daniels before him?
See, I don't know. That's the thing. Like, Philly fans are Philly fans being Philly fans, they're gonna want their number one or their the number two pick overall in the game. I hope not, but I hope Peterson doesn't give in to the Philly pressure. I say Hackenberg would be the last one to start, taking the first three rounds.
I could see Hackenberg. I hate to say it might be Paxton Lynch. I can see Sanchez.
But what, to the last quarterback to start?
Yeah, this year.
See, I think they're going to sit Paxton. I think
you think they don't start Paxton?
No, they're going to sit him the whole year.
That's what I'm saying. I think he'll be the last one. I don't think he'll play this year.
No, that's what I was going to say. I mean, That's why I was going to say Hackenberg would probably be the last one to play, actually play a game this year.
Okay, to actually play.
Like game 15, 16. No, they're going to stick with Sanchez. And for what it's worth, Sanchez is a good quarterback. He's okay. No, not good. He's okay. He's going to start every game, and he's going to give you two touchdowns, three interceptions, and 200 yards.
John Perez says the Eagles are so bad, it doesn't matter who they start quarterback.
Listen, JP, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Bad enough I get it from a Cowgirls fan.
Cowboys, get it right.
Cowgirls.
Cowboys, we don't talk like that. All right, let's go into our dummies of the week.
Who's there? It's the Breakdown Dummy of the Week.
Do you have any dummies?
I do. All right. And Big Shot had mine. Sam Bradford. Come on, son. I'm gonna sit out OTAs. I'm gonna sit out. I'm pissed that the Eagles took a quarterback first round. Yeah, how long did that holdout last? A week and some change? Get real, son. You just signed a 2-year contract. You're gonna play. They're not gonna bench you. Get over it, prima donna. I could see Tony Romo doing that.
Hey. He's never sit out unless he has got hurt.
Which is every year the last few years.
Think if he played in the NBA with the name Hack. I know that would have been great. You got any other ones besides Bradford?
Nah, that was my big one.
All right. I got a golfer, Zach Blair, that was disqualified from the Wells Fargo Championship after hitting himself in the head with his putter and then using the bent club to finish out the hole. JP, never do that, John Perez. Never do
that.
Yeah,
you can't mess with your equipment. You can't alter your equipment.
So if you hit yourself in the head and it bends?
Yeah.
You get a DQ?
Yeah, and you use that club, yeah.
So if you bent it.
It's an altered club. You can't use an altered club.
So if it's bent whatsoever, you can't use it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, he gets a dummy of the week.
You should know the rules.
Yeah, that's
go,
where I'm
go on
dummy.
The Google Play Store. They have the PGA rule book right there for free.
Oh, okay. Greg Popovich sometimes gives Boris Diaw extra minutes to help him lose weight.
You need to give him more minutes. You need to add another 5 or 10 to that.
It's Cowboys. Get it right. Stop saying Cowgirls.
That's not how I was brought up to say it.
Yeah, I know. Well, your dad didn't teach you the right way on everything. Greg Popovich, though, Boris Diaw. What about Bartolo Colon? Shouldn't he be running more?
No, because he's a pitcher.
That home run truck was horrible. Then Dwayne Wade for taking jumpers during the Canadian National Anthem during the Heat and Raptors game. Come on, dude.
Yeah. So it's okay, Flowery, when they go to Miami to shoot jumpers during the American National Anthem?
If he does, yeah.
But if he does that, he gets crucified. But God forbid if D-Wade does it in Canada.
Canada sucks.
I didn't. Who played that? Man, I tell you.
Probably the guy messing with the controls over there.
That wouldn't be me. That's Sarah, our intern.
Video proof right
now.
No, there.
We have an intern that's behind the glass.
Yeah, she's invisible, apparently.
But, yeah, saying that, you know, that we talked about it the other day on a different show. If, say, Corey Joseph is Canadian. If he started taking jumpers during the national anthem.
Yeah, he'd be crucified here.
So.
It's a double standard. Oh, it's because D-Wade can do it because he's, you know, an American and nobody likes Canada.
Hey, Odyssey putters are great. Sean said that.
Oh, thanks. he's
Yeah, it looks like. Yep.
Shouldn't thanks, you be working, Sean. Dude?
I thought you got a new job already. Anyway, Dwayne, my last but not least, of course, you said Sam Bradford already. I wanted to add one more. Who else did I have to add? Derek Fisher, I'm going to give you one. WWE, I'm going to give you one for letting go of my hero or role model, Damian Sandow.
And how about Christian, too?
He's still there.
From active roster. No, he's only contracted to do stuff like on the network.
Which is fine. That's all he needs to do. You knew he wouldn't be back in the ring.
One more match.
Don't be surprised if he signs
a TNA.
No, don't be surprised. He won't go to TNA. Christian Cage ain't coming back. Don't be surprised if he comes back to do like a Royal Rumble entry or something like that for a one-time show. All right. You got anything else?
No. I'm good.
All right. Everybody on Periscope, stick around. We got two more shows for you. And some Major League Baseball, NHL, or one more show. Some baseball, NHL, two words for you, and bomb for yards. And you can catch us everywhere. There must be something in the water. Sipping gin and juice. Laying underneath the palm trees. And then the birds break their necks. Trying to creep a little sneak peek. What? You could travel the world, but nothing.